Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm getting hot under the collar tackling a myth sent in by listener Tim. He says, for many years, I've heard management gurus talking about the boiling frog syndrome. If you throw a frog into a pot of hot water, it will immediately jump out. But if you put it in cold water and slowly heat it up, it will boil to death. He adds, please don't harm any frogs disproving this. Fortunately for Tim, and for the frogs, someone's already done this experiment, or at least got as close to it as they felt ethically able to, without actually boiling any frogs alive. The story of the boiling frog is often used to illustrate the kind of creeping changes that we might not notice happening around us until they reach a critical level, such as toxic work situations or major environmental crises. It all boils down to the fact that frogs are cold-blooded and don't maintain a constant internal temperature, unlike warm-blooded humans and other animals like us. Instead, they adapt their body temperature to the warmth or chilliness of the world around them. And, according to Dr. Carl Krasniqi, who looked into this issue for Conservation magazine a couple of years ago, it might go back to a scientist called E.W. Scripture, who wrote a book called The New Psychology in 1897, in which he referred to even earlier German experiments showing that, and I quote, a live frog can actually be boiled without a movement if the water is heated slowly enough. In one experiment, the temperature was raised at the rate of 0.002 degrees Celsius per second, and the frog was found dead at the end of 2.5 hours, without having moved. But there's something a bit fishy, if not froggy, about this study. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius, so for the experiment to work, the poor creature must have been put into the pot at a toasty 82 degrees Celsius. That's hot enough to cause serious scalding, or, more likely, immediate death, which might also be the reason that it could go for 2.5 hours without having moved. Poor thing. So what really happens? Well, it turns out that Dr. Victor Hutchison at the University of Oklahoma has actually investigated frogs' reactions to changes in water temperature. Following the classical boiling frog story, he popped a frog in cold water and warmed it up, thankfully stopping before it got too hot. Rather than calmly waiting for its fiery fate, the frog jumped out of the pot when the water got too warm. He didn't test the other side of the story, putting a frog straight into boiling water, because, as I've mentioned already, it's highly likely that the critter would be immediately killed, and it's kind of unethical to do an experiment like that just to prove a point. The idea was also tested back in 1995 by researchers at the management consultancy Fast Company. According to their notes, we placed frog A into a pot of cold water and applied moderate heat. At 4.2 seconds, it safely exited the pot with a leap of 24 centimetres. We then placed frog B into a pot of lukewarm water and applied moderate heat. At 1.57 seconds, it safely exited the pot with a leap of 57 centimetres. So while gradual change might happen in many situations, it doesn't mean that frogs, and by analogy, people, can't figure out what's going on and take action to avoid it. But politicians and management consultants still seem to love the story of the boiling frog as a metaphor for creeping encroachments on our lives that we might not notice until it's too late. For example, in Al Gore's climate change film, An Inconvenient Truth. But inconveniently, it's not true, and it's time to tell this particular myth to hop off.